AI was not used in the creation of this podcast. This is the Social Geek Radio Network. And welcome to the Social Geek Podcast. I'm Jack Munson, your host and marketing consigliere. Today, what are you doing for your own professional development? Are you showing up and checking a box, or are you actually growing your future opportunities? Great advice ahead from our franchise rockstar panel, Allie Krause, Danielle Wright, and Emily George. Today's episode is brought to you by Answer Connect, Northeast Color, Citroen Cooperman, and the panel is next after a word from Hughes. Cybersecurity is the biggest risk to your business. Cybercriminals can steal your data, steal your money, and even impact your ability to stay open. Protect your business with Hughes Managed Cybersecurity. The Hughes suite of cybersecurity services protects, detects, and responds to cyber threats so you can focus on running your business. Reach out to find out how Hughes can become your cybersecurity partner. Visit hughes.com/franchise. With our rock star panel, regular rocker Allie Krause from Benetrends joins us. Hey, Allie, how are you?
Hello, Jack.
We're still working on that witty, clever intro.
I know. So. You got me again on the last podcast. I said, I don't want to just be like, hi, Jack, thanks for having me.
I know. That's my least favorite part of any podcast is people just, you know, trying to get into it. So yeah, we'll come up with something better for next time.
Yeah, but pretending also, like I don't talk to you every day of my life, too.
Right. But also joining us, this is exciting. We've got a couple of special guests this week. It's Emily George from the IFA. Emily, what are you doing?
Oh, you know, just getting ready to move cross country and living the dream.
The great state of Texas will soon welcome you. I'm very excited for you guys.
Indeed. Thanks. Yeah, we're excited to go.
Excellent. And I will see you later this week at the Franchise Expo West. That should be a great show. I'm looking forward to it. I have not been to California in quite a while for a show like that.
Yeah, we've been thinking the same things, and there have been a lot of interesting things happening in California in the franchise space, so we are also looking forward to that event.
Yeah, a little bit of news out of California the last couple of weeks. IFA is spending quite a bit of time in that state, so yeah, looking forward to a great show, and regardless of the politics and regardless of what the governor's up to, lots of opportunities for our friends in California with a lot of franchisors and big opportunities. And joining us today for the very first time on Social Geek, it's Danielle Wright. Hey, Danielle, how are you?
I'm well. How is everyone here besides a move and, you know, unenthusiastic intros at the bottom? I'm excited to be here and add my brand of comedy to this mix.
Well, we welcome it. We actually need a little refresher. You know, you and I were speaking a couple of weeks ago about professional development and just what that actually means in the franchise space. I think for a long time, we think of professional development as, well, let's take a series of classes and now we've developed ourselves. But it means so much more than that. So, Danielle, let's start with you. What are you doing now, or what have you done recently to keep sort of growing yourself in a professional way, or maybe continuing to cast that net out to find more information that's going to build your own business?
Great question and way to put me on the hot seat.
That's what we do here.
I think a lot of the times I just put myself in rooms and put myself in front of people. Emily George is one. We'll use that right now. We have a fellow colleague that put us together at a dinner at IFA, and I know of her, but I hadn't ever personally met her when we circle in a lot of the same circles. And so It just happened to be we were put at a dinner and kicked it off, and now we're besties, and I'm buying birthday cakes, right? So I think that if you put yourself out there as always a constant learner or trying to absorb all of the information in and around you, it's talk a little less, listen a little more. So I think for my personal professional development, I like sitting at the tables with people like yourselves and hearing the questions and listening to the answers and getting that exposure. And my brain tends to hold a lot of that information and then regurgitates it at multiple levels. But I think that's in my history in franchising for 15 stinking years. Yeah, I know I'm old. That's what I've just always done. I've put myself in the mix of really smart people and shut up and listen. So that's my personal and professional development.
Yeah, I'm kind of there with you. I'm a casual learner, or maybe I should say informal learner. I tend to stay away from the seminars and classes and things like that, and I know I probably should do more of that kind of thing. But to me, the time we spend at these events, sitting in the hotel lobby or the coffee shop, is really where I tend to learn more than even in the sessions with the quote unquote professional speakers. So I'm right there with you. It's like, who can we surround ourselves with? And maybe that needs to be more of a formal process. Emily, I know you and I were chatting about this as well when we were at whatever franchise event we were at a couple of weeks ago. And you had some thoughts on maybe how we as an industry, and not necessarily just the IFA, but we as an industry can do better with developing ourselves.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think, to a certain degree, you kind of like fall into professional development, in your younger years. And at least for myself, I feel like I've noticed in the last few years, as my career has developed, it has been much more on me to drive my own personal and professional development, as opposed to like when you're in school or when you're early in your career and kind of people are molding you a little bit more actively. And 100% to Danielle's point, I mean, what's the adage that you become the combination of the five people that you're around the most? And I think that is as true personally as it is professionally. And it's been fascinating for me to just experience like the different people that I've been able to be surrounded by. And when I've been able to recognize that I need to pull a different person in to get a different vantage point or to get a different type of learning. And it's not necessarily that that pushes, someone out, but like the circle just grows, and then your experience and your exposure continues to grow, and just you become more personally responsible for that development the further you progress in your career. And I see a lot of that around me in franchising, people kind of taking those reins.
Yeah, and really taking the reins themselves and not being pushed into it by their CEO or their VP of whatever, right? Like that's the thing that really impresses me when we see someone who we know is maybe transitioning from one job to another, or maybe they're looking to get out of the role that they're in now and they want to do something different. And we see them at some of these events, and you know that they paid for that themselves to be there. Wow, I love to see that. Like that really means that they're trying. They're not just doing it because, some VP is checking a box saying we want to have so many people doing this. So, yeah, love
Yeah.
seeing that.
And it kind of becomes like the extension of culture. Like, great if your company culture encourages people to participate in professional development. Even greater when that culture extends beyond the walls or the concept of your organization and people start taking that into their own lives and carrying it forward.
I would be
Yeah.
so curious too on that note, Emily, to see how many companies, specifically in franchising, actually do that and encourage that. Like
Yeah.
I was, we started to touch on what forced professional development looks like versus what you actually do for yourself. And I was a teacher for many years, and children don't go to school on teacher professional development days. That's what I know of as the word PD. So when we were looking at having this conversation today, I found it fascinating because I don't even know if people use that acronym. in franchising. I don't even know if you say PD, but any teacher
I
will
certainly
say.
don't know.
Yeah. And
Does
probably
anybody
not
else
for
know?
the reasons that you just described it either.
Yeah. But I think that it's so common for in the education world, in any school, a teacher has a PD day. Where are your kids? Why are your kids home today, Danielle? It's a PD day. Like you think about it and use it when it relates to your family, but I don't think that the franchise industry necessarily has the same forced attitude of what PD is. So when I went from this world of it's forced, but also as a teacher, it's freaking great because you don't have kids for a couple of days. And
And
while
as a
you do
parent,
have,
we don't love that,
right.
exactly. Yeah. But so that was a hard transition for me coming into franchising and not really knowing where the outlet was that told me you have to do this to get better. And the first thing I found was the CFE program, which I just renewed mine about 2 weeks ago. So
Congratulations.
thanks. But
Ding, ding, ding. like when that even ended, I found myself a little lost. Like I finished all my classes. Now what? So I obsessively like use the Excel sheet to like type in line items of events and things I was doing because I'm a really competitive person. So the more
No,
I can get,
really?
caught me, Danielle. But I think that's exciting for people is when you do have something that you can get competitive about. And I think Emily can probably speak to this more too, but I think when the IFA launched their academy last year, that's such a cool way to hold yourself accountable. There's now a platform that tracks your CFE certifications, offers classes that you might be interested in, and tailors the entire thing to me as a person. And not just Allie at Benetrends. It's Allie Krause, and that academy will go with me regardless of what job I'm at. And I think that franchising needed that. We're missing someone telling us you have to do this because. And with the academy, I think it's just an awesome opportunity for people to hold themselves accountable now.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I've kind of discovered about the Academy being now internal to the IFA, there's so much more beyond franchising on that platform. I just did one of the lessons on leadership learning series, and that was phenomenal. Like, nothing necessarily groundbreaking, but really wonderful reminders of a different aspect of my life and my career that isn't explicitly franchising, but very related to what I do on a daily basis. So, to your point, Allie, like the IFA Academy, the CFE program, all of that just grows with you depending on what you need at that moment.
Yeah, I love that.
I tend to see salespeople doing more professional development, like formal professional development, like taking courses or getting certified in whatever. Some of it is because it looks good and they want their customers to see that they're certified in a certain thing. And some of it is for, let's face it, finding a new job. But I tend to see that more with sales-oriented people because I think they're kind of used to it, right? They're used to getting thrown into training. You know, sales are down, let's retrain the salespeople. But I think there are other roles within franchising that might be lacking in that. You know, marketing people do tend to develop more because, let's face it, they love going to events, right? And they want to go and they want to network and they want to learn and they want to meet people and that kind of thing. Then we see other areas of franchising, like operations and some other roles within franchise groups that, man, getting more than five people from operations at any of these smaller events is a struggle because they just don't tend to go to in-person events. They think it's all marketing and salespeople, and there's not really anything for them there. I do like that IFA has upped that game with a franchise update with like the Franchise Consumer Experience Conference. That's leveling the playing field a little bit more with operations and maybe some tech people and IT people and that kind of thing. Maybe there's not enough of that out there to kind of draw these people out of their cubicles and out of their home offices and get them to show up at stuff like that. Any thoughts on that as far as the types of people who or the roles of people who might need more professional development?
Yeah, it's interesting this distinction that you're drawing because, like, that salespeople are constantly being trained. Like, when was the last time anything was revolutionary in sales?
Right.
Like a lot of those are like perennial ideas that just keep getting trained on. And then you talk about the marketing people, and they get trained because there are revolutionary things in marketing all the time. And if you're not constantly training, but then the point you make about the operations people, like that's where a lot of people's secret sauce is. And they don't necessarily send those people out into the world because that secret sauce needs to kind of stay internal, which I think is such a shame. But yeah, FCXC brings a lot of those folks together. FBR does an amazing job with their operations summit. But yeah, how do we get those folks kind of out and sharing the amazing experience that they're gaining in the field and you know, like kind of leveling up in that area?
And I think to piggyback on that, right? And I've spent most of my franchising career on the franchisor side. We don't necessarily allocate the resources to that. Maybe not necessarily from the secret sauce play, but because they're such a valuable asset to an organization. Once you start putting them in the mix with people and those that can kind of balance on the operations side and be that personality that can go out and communicate, not more introverted, more extroverted, you run the risk, right? Like that's, you're going to go steal them from somewhere else or to somewhere else. But I am where I'm currently at, a lot of the operations people, and even at the C-suite, like we're not even touching that space. That group probably needs a lot more professional development because now you're at a totally different space than you ever were climbing the ladder to get there. But back on the operations side, a lot of them don't spend a lot of time in these groups, or even like we've talked, like just networking at various events, even locally, they're missing a mark to be able to take those same advancements other franchises are having and apply them to theirs. No one says that everybody goes out and they're going to be looking for another job, right? It is how can I make my system stronger and better? And there's just that push and pull on getting them out there and seeing what others do and what great thing can they take and apply here. That doesn't mean you're going to lose that person. How are you going to 10x your franchise model that's similar to something else? And if we're not putting them out there in the mix, we just did it one of the broker events. We took 10 of our operations staff to an event, 10 of them. They have
Wow.
never gone, they have never had that experience. And everyone there loved the opportunity to talk to the ops team. Like they didn't care to talk to the salespeople. They talked to
Right.
us all the time. They loved hearing how they were working with franchise owners, how the brand was growing, what new things were happening. So I'm with you that I think that they're a group of great people that are giving us these franchise models, but we don't put them out in the space to learn and be better and share great pieces of information across all brands.
Back in a moment after this word from Northeast Color. Northeast Color produces branded interior decor and custom signage solutions for the franchise industry, with a special focus on value engineering. They work with franchisors to re-engineer their existing signage packages to lower costs on materials, shipping, and installation, all while maintaining the integrity of their client's brand. In short, Northeast Color literally makes things better. Learn more now at northeastcolor.com. How can you unlock millions in annual revenue? Don't miss out on 30% of your phone calls. At Answer Connect, they've got the solution for franchisors, franchisees, suppliers, and brokers. If you can't answer your calls, Answer Connect can. Reclaim your revenue today. If you think this would help, call my good friend Karen Booz at 888-822-2034. That's 888-822-2034.
Daniel, I love that you touched on the word local too. I think that's so important that we all on this call at least know what the IFAs and the multi-units are of the world. And those can also be not the right place anyways for that field, right? Like I just recently hired someone on my marketing team. And while I know we were kind of focusing on operations, this particular person I hired on my marketing team is not necessarily someone who's on our travel team here. right? So for her, she went from a job that was 2 days in the office, and she was really nervous about coming to a fully remote company. And so one of the things that I'm tasking her for professional development purposes is to get involved with her local FBN and WFN. And so when you can find these smaller, less intimidating events, we don't need to take 10 people to IFA. We need to send them to something, because the other side to this of hiring and firing and networking and growing is it for a moment takes you out of your day-to-day like focus. And I believe that that is so vital in continuing to be not only good at what you do, but energized about what you do, because you have to take that hat off sometimes. I don't know many people who can sit and do the same thing for 20 years of their life. And when you get in this lane that you just cannot get out of, people are going to burn out. We did a whole podcast on burnout for quitting and staying, right? So some of this idea of professional development that comes through people and relationships and networking, I think the bigger part of it is like, it's okay to stop talking about your brand for 3 hours to go to this luncheon, because it's for you as a person. And like, as leaders, I think that's what we need to do for our team. When professional development isn't standing from a mountain screaming, you're forced to do this in franchising, as leaders, we need to also question how we're bringing opportunities to our team. And I just recently saw the IFA put out the marketing committee is doing a roundtable. I think it happened yesterday. People on my team did that. Ingrid from Stay in Your Lane and Patty does a great AI training. That's a pretty low cost, and it's 3 straight weeks. Like, when you have these opportunities that your team also wouldn't see, I know you were talking about this earlier, Emily, it's so important to bring that to the people on your team that you manage as well, because they don't have the tools to be able to find it. So I think starting locally is a great call out, Danielle, because those are the small wins that you can also give to the people that work for you.
Yeah,
And I
the
think
local part is really cool too, because it can be really expensive to start bringing 10, 15, 20 people from your team to a bunch of shows across the country, right?
you don't have to
That
pay for the FBNs or the WFN events, right? Unless it's
it's
maybe the
right down the
lunch, I'll tell
street,
them that.
right? It's an Uber ride. And I went to something a couple of weeks ago in Chicago. Chicago, not a great franchising town anymore, right? They're all gone. They all moved to Texas and Tennessee, but still a great marketing town. It was a brand innovator summit. Lots of great brands still here: Heinz and Kraft and Miller and Coors and like all of these iconic brands. And all of these CMOs got together for this brand innovator summit, and it wasn't franchising, but it was also good to hear some stories of how people are promoting their brand outside of the same franchise stories that I've heard 100 times in the past 5 years, right? So going to some other things that might be specific to whether you're a marketing person or an operations person or something like that in your town, and actually meeting people who you might stay connected with, even though they're, God forbid, they're not in franchising. I can't be friends with these people. But they're interesting people with cool brands telling a good story, and I want to remain connected. So yeah, finding those other things aside from the typical events that we all go to, the events too, I think we've gotten to the point where I think the three of us or the four of us are pretty good at looking at these events and saying, okay, this one would be a lot of fun, but probably not a lot of value for my team, right? This one is going to be a lot of value for my team, but not so much for me. And then this one over here is going to be very educational, probably not a lot of laughs, right? But it's definitely something that we should go to develop ourselves professionally. So if we step away from all of these events, what are some other things that you guys are thinking about as far as professional development? And maybe it's not even something formal. Maybe it's more like, are any of you working with a mentor or a mentee right now? Any thoughts on that?
I went through a program at Rev Local, and Rev did a really amazing job at cultivating professional development on the team. Like, they do at least 2 learning weeks every year, and like most of the normal work stops and you just focus on learning as a team. And it was really cool that they did that. And that kind of inspired me to get involved in a lot of these things. But one of the programs was around like building your own board of directors. And it kind of taught how to like get sneaky mentors. You don't walk up to someone and say like, Allie, will you please be my mentor for the next 6 months? And like, Jack, I need you to be my mentor for the next year. But like, Jack, you mentor me, and Allie, you mentor me, and Danielle, and I think about Pete Baldine and Stan Friedman and all the people that I consider to be like on my executive board of mentorship that influence and impact me in different ways. And I'm constantly kind of looking at that list of people that I consider trusted advisors and mentors and modifying and growing and adding to it. So like, yes, I am always kind of considering myself in that mentorship space, and just like constantly learning from as many people as I can.
Emily, earlier you said, I love what you said about the 5 people and how that shapes you. And you did mention, you said it doesn't necessarily mean you have to get rid of them. But I kind of have hung up on that because I also think it is okay to say it is totally fine to get rid of someone. And yes, I think it's hard to do in our industry because you hear the word franchising is incestuous all the time, right?
Like, oh, yeah.
We see each other everywhere. We probably spend more time with each other than we do our own family sometimes with the amount of travel that many of us have. But I do think it's important to recognize when somebody is toxic in your life and what it's like to still play nice or still be professional, but recognize this person is not making me better. So whether it's a simple, I'm going to uncheck the bell on LinkedIn because I can't handle the pressure and the anxiety that I get from this person, or I'm at an event and this person is just constantly at the bar and doesn't go to any of the actual learning or roundtables or opportunities to grow. And while some of those things are fun and you might really enjoy that person, I still think it's really important that as professionals, we do have to separate ourselves from the people that don't make us better. They actually make you worse over time, even if it feels fun for a moment. I hate to throw the elephant in the room out there, but I was really hung up when you saying that, because I've had to do that in my past too. And I think everybody here is nodding if you could see the video right now. So
and that's part of professional development.
Yeah.
Being you able grow to out of identify people. That. You grow out of people.
You grow out of people. There's a verbiage or a term that's going around right now in my world, like the company has outgrown them or they have outgrown the company. And yes, it seems that cliche at times, and it does apply a lot, but it can't be also a blanket statement either. Like, right, you kind of have to own your relationships. As Jack was asking about the mentors and mentees, you just like anything, you have to own that relationship. You all are in relationships personally. You're not married to probably the first person you ever started dating. And that, if you are, congratulations, kudos to you. But you have to own those pieces. And even if they may not feel like they're the right relationship now, doesn't mean that they can't be later. Like, there is value add to some toxic people, and I do keep some toxic around to remind me all the great things that are on the other side. Gotta remember that there's some nasty out there, and I'm gonna manage that nasty in some aspects. But from the mentor space, I don't know that I've ever actually said, hey, you're my mentor, right? Like, I don't know that that's ever been the piece, but I've made it a mission for myself to always circle with the right people. And those right people may be right as I view them, but they've all added some element to make me who I am. And that's personal and professional development. I also got on the space of, I'm a member of Chief, and that's to your point, it brings a whole different perspective networking with people that have nothing to do with franchising whatsoever. And they have been really great at advising and giving feedback and kind of like assessing from the outside. And that's been awesome. To the last statement I'll make here on professional development, focus time on yourself. I think we all spend a lot of time in franchising, in the franchising bubble. There's not a single thing on my LinkedIn scroll that isn't franchising. And sometimes it gets a little like a lot. But they also, meditation, centering yourself, finding a moment to step away. Like you were talking, Allie, like find something else to do that fills a little bit of that time. And that's growing personally. That's going to help you be better professionally is my bigger piece, is take that minute. I live by the beach, right? So I find every opportunity I can to watch a sunset, and that brings a levity to my professional world that reminds me I still have to seek out these options and these opportunities to be better. But I need that piece to be a better human before I can be a better franchise development specialist. So that's something to think about too.
You know, something that I don't do that for a long time I thought, man, I really need to do more of this, and I've just given up on it, is reading books about professional development and about sales and marketing and franchising and being a leader and all of those. I have a stack of books over here that people have given me or I've purchased, and I will never read them because I talk to people who are like, I read two business books per week. And I think now, after what Danielle just said, my response is going to be, but how many sunsets did you watch last week? Mm-hmm. Right. I think that sunset could be a little healthier than, you know, five tips for digital marketing in 2025 or whatever the new book is, right?
Like, well, that's where podcasts and digital books come into play, Jack.
Yeah, just force them quick. Yeah.
And they say that there's like literally no such thing as multitasking. Like your brain physically can't do it.
Yeah.
But my argument to that always is, if I have a 3-hour drive up to my office in Philadelphia from Baltimore, why the heck would I not listen to something that can make me a better person? And that is multitasking, because I can drive and listen at the same time. Right. So,
and sometimes that listening could be an hour of music followed by 2.5 hours of a really good podcast. So yeah, that's a good mix. So yeah, we need to drive more. I think that's a good thing. I used to drive a lot more, and I would listen to a lot more content like this and a lot more music. And it's when you fly more than you drive, you don't tend to consume quite as much audio content. So yeah, I need to get back on the road.
Oh yeah, so true. I used to know my commute from my house to Celebrity was exactly 35 minutes, and I knew how long of like a mystery podcast I could listen to. I would do one there and one on the way home, and I would know how long it would take me to get through a whole season of something I was listening to. Nice. So I miss that, because when so many of us work from home now, we don't have that same opportunity to take that all in, because I too would much rather watch a sunset than read a business book.
Yeah. And anybody else have some sort of final thoughts on things you're consuming right now that could help professional development, whether it's podcasts or blogs that you're in love with or anything else right now that you can consume maybe in a short span of time every day or every week?
So Michelle Rowan at FBR got me hooked up to Masterclass when I was working there. And it's been something that I have continued now a year or so later on my own. And I continue to love everything about Masterclass. And it's kind of similarly, like I can seek out content that is specific to my professional development, or I can listen to Steve Martin talk about how he develops jokes, and I take something away from that. And I listen to David Sedaris talk about editing yourself in conversations, or Neil Gaiman, who just talks about why he's an H.R.R. Tolkien fan. And I just, you know, like a couple of nights ago, Eric and I sat down at the TV and we watched the Metallica Masterclass, which was like a concert in our living room of Metallica, and it was incredible. So that's been kind of my go-to of something that I feel like really fills me both personally and professionally, depending on how much time I have, what I'm into, what my brain needs.
Wow, you had me at Neil
Marketing
Gaiman
is
and
so good
Metallica.
too.
So
Yeah, there's
awesome.
everything on there. Cooking, comedy, everything.
Wow. Okay, I got to check this out. Anybody else have any final thoughts on something that's helping them out with professional development lately?
I have one last thing, Jack, and it's not necessarily helping me. It's actually something I'm doing at Benetrends. We talked a lot on this podcast about how it can be difficult to find things when they're not on a platter in front of you. And I know that of the entire staff at my company now, only about 5% of us actually work in franchising specifically. So
Wow.
a large majority of our company literally probably can't tell you what IFA stands for or use or understand when we say Zor Z. And I recognized it when I came here and I thought, well, man, I love this industry and I want people to understand about it. So I created something that I call a creative crunch because I got really sick and tired of hearing about lunch and learn. So a creative crunch to me is a moment to take a snack during the day. So I actually encourage people to eat a snack during it. It's 15 minutes long. And I've gotten people, outsiders, to come in and give a quick 15-minute PD that someone can get on. It doesn't interrupt their day. They're allowed to eat. I recognize that it's okay to not be like dressed professionally and on camera, which normally I would say, turn your cameras on. But I don't for our creative crunches because I find a moment. I had Dawn Abamandi from SMB come on. 15 minutes, she talked about email etiquette. A lot of the people at our company are not networking. They're sending emails to thousands of clients, of franchisees that run businesses. Like, when do you ever have someone tell you, by the way, it's really rude to CC all? So I had an
Right.
outsider come in and tell everyone. And it was so much fun. I have Sheila Fisher from the IFA coming to do a 15-minute crunch on what is the IFA and what do they do. We did
Yeah.
one on here's how to use a AI recording like Fathom or what are some of the other ones called? The
Like Otter.
Otter, thank you,
Yeah.
Fireflies, any of those. I did a 15-minute one to show everyone. This one's already in our Zoom. It's free. Just add Fathom. Now you can take notes on your calls because these people who have been working at Benetrends 20 plus years are taking like obsessive amounts of notes that are like killing their time. And so it changes people to be exposed to something. And I think in just 15 minutes, if you are someone at your company that has the resources, the people, the networking, and the time to add something beneficial to your whole staff, question how you can do it and find a way to implement it because someone has to do it. And like you said earlier, Jack, it's not always the CEOs that have the time and the creativity to do that.
It's
So that's
rarely the
my advice.
CEOs, and I love that 15-minute rule too, because if somebody says they don't have time for a 15-minute thing like that, then they're full of shit, let's say.
And
Like,
I do not go over. I will not.
that's a good rule to have. We've been doing something similarly at Brand J and BizCom with the recent acquisition. We've got all of these people who are now working together, and we realize that a lot of us have no idea what that department does, right? So it's been a lot of show and tell over the past month of,
Cool.
by the way, here's what this group of people does. And I'm like fascinated by it. I'm like, I didn't know you did influencer marketing. You do what? Tell me more about this, right? Like I'm like thrilled to like learn about these other services and things that the company does. And so we're doing a lot of that. Because we're all in franchising and we're all in marketing, but we do very different things. And it's kind of forced us to grow our circles and not just have, the same five people that we talk to every day, but to grow that to 15, 20, 25. So, and any other final thoughts before we go on something that anyone's working on, professional development wise?
I said, we're just showing up. That's
Just show.
professional development. Just
Yeah,
showing
just
up.
showing up sometimes works. That might just do it. Well, anyway, Danielle, Emily, and Allie, thank you so much for joining us today. And I will see you at a professional development event very soon, I hope. Before we go, a quick word from Citrin Cooperman. Citrin Cooperman is proud to be the home of one of the leading franchising practices in the country. With over 40 years of franchise experience, Citrin Cooperman provides a full range of services to a vast number of franchise concepts. They work with the owners, operators, controllers, and CFOs of a wide range of franchisors and multi-unit franchisees to help them establish their brands and grow their businesses to the next level. The Citrin Cooperman Franchise Practice is comprised of experienced CFE-accredited professionals, providing franchisors and multi-unit franchisees the guidance and insight they need to minimize uncertainty, meet compliance and contractual obligations, and stay focused on building their businesses. For more information, please contact Aaron Chytovsky and Michael Iannuzzi at citrincooperman.com. Thanks again to today's panel, Allie Krause, Danielle Wright, and Emily George. And thank you for listening and staying connected on the Social Geek Radio Network.